Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
We haven't done it for so long that I just cut into there, sorry. I'm Anzi.
Oh, we're back!
Look at us. Oh. Look at our faces. You can actually see us. Yeah, oh, except you can't see us if you're listening to us on a podcast.
Yeah. For fuck's sake. So just to let you know what's been happening, we have had to have a few weeks off. We had a few problems in that the studio
didn't normally record. Yeah. Hemorrhoids as well.
The hemorrhoids had hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
And then also our studio got ripped out.
No one told us either.
And we turned up and there wasn't one there. So we instead have been looking what to do. So instead we're going to film ourselves from now on. So you can watch it on our new YouTube channel, which is Anna.
IRL UK podcast. Correct. YouTube channel.
Yeah. And you can also just still listen as a podcast as normal.
Just like old school, like in the old days when people just listen to the wireless. It's basically like that.
Yeah, we recommend it.
Do it.
So what we're here to do, Anna, what is our podcast about?
This is your bit and you know... Is
no, it's
your
not.
Bit? What? Oh, yeah, okay,
oh,
sorry.
Oh, my God.
It's been a while since we've done this. So we're going to be talking about things from real life magazines. Mm. So we're thinking things from like chat, pick me up, take a break, and then all your weird news sites as well. So we're looking for weird stories like I had sex with a squid, or my knee looks like a ham hock, or
giant squid or mini squid.
Giant squid. I'm sticking stuff up my bum bum. Stuff like that, basically. Yeah. Weird shizzle.
Yeah, and while we've been away, lots of you have been tweeting us. You've been super, super kind, saying you've missed us.
Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way, to Rough Giraffe Podcast. The girls who do that tweeted us to say they did the Chester Half Marathon while listening to us and some other podcasts that you don't have to worry about.
No, don't worry about those. That is wildly exciting, though, because I've heard that a half marathon is almost as difficult as a full marathon.
Yeah.
About 50% as difficult.
Yeah.
So hats off to you.
Well done.
I mean, I probably could have done a full marathon without training, but it's just something to think about.
Maybe it wasn't a funny one, if you could run at the same time.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Shit, maybe the episode you listened to wasn't actually great.
Soz, guys.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, don't worry about it.
And also we should say thank you to all the people that have been tweeting us. We should say thank you to Jason.
Oh, yeah, our good pal Jason. He's really helped us out this week because we've become a terrible mess. We just didn't know what we were doing with ourselves. And he's been very supportive. So thank you, Jason, and also lovely wife, Lucy.
Yeah, Laura, Jenny, Joe, loads of people been tweeting us.
All the main ones, all the big ones.
Yeah. And if you want to get involved on our social networks, how do you do that?
Good idea. I'm glad you brought that up, Rhiannon. So you can still find us on Twitter, Fassierbook, and also Instagram. That's mostly your photo social media site. So if you want us on Twitter and Instagram, it's IRL_UK_podcast. Mm. Sweet, I'm happy with that. And also the Facebook, if you just search for us in the search bar and you'll find us. And that's where all the musings will be. If we've got any pictures from the podcast, that's where it'll go. And if we've got any just thoughts or feelings, that's where it'll go as well.
I've got a lot of animal stories this week, so I'm going to have a lot of pictures.
I've got a lot of thoughts and feelings, so I'll also be advertising those on social media.
I should apologise to anybody who's watching the video. I've just been to the gym.
She stinks as well.
Yeah, luckily you can't, it's not smell-o-vision.
Oh,
why did smell-o-vision not take off?
I don't know.
It's because nobody wants to smell horrible smells.
No, it was always like really horrible smells. It was never nice stuff.
No.
It was always garbage.
Yeah.
Literal garbage.
Yeah.
Anyway, we didn't come here to talk about smell-o-vision.
Have we done everything?
Yeah, I think we've done all the housekeeping.
Please continue to review and tweet us. It makes us so, so happy.
Yes, please do. It's very important. And please do subscribe on our YouTube channel and also on our podcast thingy.
iTunes.
Thank you.
It's that Apple thing. It always gets you.
I know. I just don't know why I struggle with it so much. But it's fine. We're making it work. We're doing what we can.
Okie dokie. Do you want to go first or shall I? Nothing's changed while I've been away.
Yeah,
no. Still just going to do three stories
still
each.
Still just making it.
We haven't improved the format.
No.
Just so you know.
You go first, if you want. It's up to you.
I'll go first. Mutant sheep found to have mouth growing in its ear. Wait. With teeth and swallow reflex.
Oh, fuck off. Swallow reflex?
It can eat and swallow in its ear.
Stop. Where was it found?
South Central Turkey.
Of course it was.
What does that mean?
Just wasn't expecting you to say South Central Turkey.
South Central Turkey?
Yeah, I just wasn't expecting it.
A farmer was horrified to find a mouth with teeth and saliva growing in the ear of a sheep he was shearing.
Saliva doesn't grow in your mouth for a start.
Teeth and saliva growing in... Yeah,
I don't love that.
And it even had a swallow reflex.
I don't want
Gdoop. Stock breeder Ali Duman was shearing sheep at his farm in the Baylor quarter of Ailahai district in the Gaziantep province of South Central Turkey.
Sounds great.
I
love it already.
Month off and I still can't bother to read my stories beforehand.
Cool, that's nice.
He said, I started trimming the sheep. After I finished a couple of them, I started trimming the next one.
Mm-hmm. Sure, thank you.
And thought I accidentally cut the ear of the sheep. However, when I checked the ear closely, I realised it was a mouth.
With a swallow reflex.
I was very scared. I started shaking. This is the first time I had seen such a thing. If you are watching on YouTube, you can have a little look at the teeth. A little look.
I don't like this new system. Fuck off. No, I don't want it.
A vet he called said he had never seen anything either like it.
Mm-hmm.
Vet Yusuf Yildiz examined the sheep and said that the partially formed mouth in the sheep's ear had teeth. Guess what?
Swallow reflux.
Swallow reflux. Although it was, of course, not connected.
Did I just say reflux? Isn't that a nightclub in Nottingham?
No, reflex is a nightclub. What's reflux is what old people get when they eat too much cheese. Acid reflux.
Oh, gotcha. And babies, though.
Babies can have reflux. They scream, don't they?
Interesting.
Of course, though, it wasn't connected to it. So he couldn't put food in his ear and poo it out, is what I'm saying.
Bring that up. There's absolutely no way for you to pull that up.
Poop. Yeah.
Thank you.
The birth defect merited more investigation, he added. The vet added, we encountered a great abnormality on the left ear of the sheep. It's the first time I have seen such a case. The animal produces spit from here, gulps, and has teeth.
And swallow reflex.
No, serious spit secretion. However, I don't think it can eat anything with its mouth. We were excited to see it, but the owner was scared. It is not a good situation. The mother may have eaten chemicals during the pregnancy. I bet our mums had some chemicals during our pregnancy, it's fine.
Hell. Yeah, back then.
Yeah. Or it might have had contact with radiation or hormonal medicines. This should be seriously investigated. The owner says he is not planning to sell or slaughter the sheep.
Okay.
That is the end.
And that is the end of that. Well, that's a
That is a better picture of
full teeth.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't love this at all. This is just not... I just don't like... I know it's not their fault, but the idea of mutant animals with...
What do you mean you know it's not their fault?
Well, it's not their fault.
It's
no one's fault, but I still hate them.
Said it was their fault?
No, but I can't help... I'm furious that it's a thing that we have to deal with.
Yes.
I don't want it.
Okay.
And I don't want to see it anymore. It's fucking gross.
You will see it, because I'll send you the picture
I'm
to
not
tweet.
Socialing it. You'll have to do it yourself.
I'll do it, it's fine.
Man thrown out of pub for saying he had sex with dog gets in bizarre street spat with woman.
I saw this.
A man, thrown out of a pub for telling everyone he had sex with a dog, became involved in an angry spat with a woman in the street. I just feel like as if he hasn't got enough on his plate without some woman then coming to have a go at him.
There's a lot there.
A lot to take in.
So he had sex with a dog.
Well, we don't know for sure, but that's what he's saying. But then why would you lie about that?
He boasted about it.
Yeah.
And then he got thrown out of a pub.
Because he did that. Which technically, by the way, not a barrable offence.
No, but the landlord gets to make up what barrable offences are.
I just think that's being completely unreasonable.
I think it's quite reasonable.
It's not that bad.
What about the people, that woman who had sex with four dogs and then one was called Oscar and you thought you nearly cried?
Oh yeah, that was bad actually.
Was it Oscar?
I can't remember, but that was a low point, admittedly. After apparently making the shocking admission, the man was followed out of the pub by a fellow drinker who demanded to know if what he said was true.
Because he wanted to compare notes.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. As the woman tried to get to the bottom of the bizarre claim, the man was recorded on video shouting, "I'd rather shag it than you." Which I think is reasonable. Like, if you're going to start, if you're going to come at me and have a go at me, then I'm going to throw something back in your face. And quite honestly, I'd rather shag that dog than shag you.
Oh,
and no one wants to hear that, but you shouldn't have come at me then, should you? You shouldn't have come at me.
What? You stop saying come at me.
Shouldn't have come at me. Shouldn't have come at me.
And it's showing off because there's a camera.
Showing off. Showing off. Onlookers were left baffled as the pair launched into a row in Burnley Town Centre, Lancashire. Classic. You been to Burnley?
No.
I like it. I haven't been. The man appears to eventually admit to having had sex with a dog. One fellow drinker even emerges from the dog to yell...
Emerges from the dog?
Sorry, no, absolutely not. Absolutely does not.
One man emerges from the dog.
I mean, that would make a better story.
Yeah.
One fellow drinker even emerges from the pub.
Yeah.
To say that the man shouldn't have had sex, but they did label him a doggy shagger. Which is exactly what happened.
Classic doggy shagger.
Dad of three, Alistair Eccles, who witnessed the fallout, said the couple didn't seem to care who heard their lurid squabble.
They're a couple.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's obviously
some... Rob shared a dog than you.
Yeah.
Martin, stop saying that!
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't say that to a stranger, would you? I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Never shagged a dog. I don't know the mindset.
Alistair 34 from Colne, Lancashire, said there were at least a dozen people on the street, but these two didn't seem bothered.
Mm.
He seemed to be actually admitting it when she was accusing him of shagging the dog. It was so surreal, man. I think the two of them...
Man.
No, I added that. I think the two of them had been drinking through the day, and what seemed to have happened was that he got chucked out of the pub for saying he shagged a dog.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if they were a couple, but he was saying he'd rather shag the dog than the woman, so maybe they were. They had no shame. Burnley has a bit of a dodgy reputation at the best of times, and I'm not sure these two have helped with that. Someone came out of the pub and told the bloke in no uncertain terms not to come back. I was in stitches. You see some funny things in Burnley, but I've never seen anything as mad as that, says Alistair. Alistair, who filmed the clip on last summer. Who wrote this garbage? Alistair, who filmed the clip last summer, believes the couple had been drinking all bloody afternoon. He just keeps saying how the woman kept shouting, "Have you shagged a dog?" The man clearly replies, "I shag my dog, I shag my dog."
I shag my dog.
I think he shagged the dog. I think he done the dog. Alistair, who works in telesales, said, "You can hear me on the video asking him to clarify. He 100% admitted to it. Whether or not that means he actually did it is another thing, but nothing would surprise me. They were both worse for wear, and I was just walking back to my car after getting a nice bit of shopping in town."
Yeah.
It's amazing what you stumble across. At the end of the video, the woman just storms off back to the pub, having made her point, and who knows where the guy went. The crowd who watched it all unfold were just stood there in shock. I don't think the fella would be welcome back in her company anytime soon.
No.
Any bloody time soon.
I shagged the dog.
I think he's a dog shagger. And I can only apologise for insinuating that a man emerged from a dog. That really was bad form.
As they emerged from the dog.
That was really bad form. I got confused.
Really?
I meant to say pub, of course. I did not mean to say emerged from a dog.
Well, I was going to do a story about a dog.
Another fun dog.
But I don't think it's time. I want to do penguin first.
Okay, fine. Thanks. You probably didn't need to bring that up. You
could, why?
Well, you could have just carried on and just done the penguin story.
Well, yeah.
It's good to be clear with what you're doing, though, so that's cool.
Yeah. Penguin using plenty of fish to try and score a date.
I don't mind that one bit.
Can I show you a picture?
Yeah.
Here he is.
Oh, actually, though. Yeah. I thought you were sort of... I thought it's a bucket of mackerel or something.
No. He's using the internet to find love.
How?
It's pretty tricky to find love in 2017, even if you're an adorable penguin.
Mm.
Spruce is a one-year-old Humboldt penguin who is desperate to find someone. So to help him out, his handlers have created an online dating profile for him on Plenty of Fish.
What, is he trying to match up with another
penguin?
He's
trying to find another penguin.
Well, how many other penguins are there on
Plenty
of
Fish? I think he's the only penguin on there.
Well, then what?
At the moment.
Then what? What?
Just good fun.
No, but there's no other penguins.
Yeah, but they might be now. You don't know that this is what another penguin has been waiting for. Just think, when Tinder started, someone had to be the first person on Tinder. They're on their own.
No, but the problem is, whoever the first penguin that joins after this guy, they're going to have to match whether they both like pina coladas or taking walks in the rain. Or like,
excellent.
It doesn't
point.
Matter, they're just going to have to match because who else are they going to go with?
Yeah, go with.
Do you know what I mean?
Like grandma.
Who else are they going to go with?
Did you go with him?
But I don't understand. This is absurd. Right, okay.
Spreeze is a one-year-old Humboldt penguin who's desperate to find someone.
He probably hates all this shit, by the way. It's probably his handlers trying to get in the papers and on IRL.
I've had friends put me in online dating before.
It's not the same, Rhiannon, as a penguin. It's not the same. That's not the point I'm making.
Spreeze spends his days swimming around and eating fish at Weymouth Sea Life Centre in Dorset. But he's found romance too hard to come by.
Yeah?
I just said that it's such a weird... Hard to come by.
That's all right.
All the female penguins are partnered up as they mate for life. Poor Spruce is single.
Well, maybe he needs to try harder.
Or kill one of the men.
Okay.
So with the help of his carer, Sarah Everett, he's trying to find his luck with online dating. She fittingly chose Plenty of Fish as the app of choice.
This is just a PR stunt, this whole thing.
Yeah.
To get the Sea Life Centre into the papers.
Yeah.
And I'll give you that. Actually, can I just interrupt? Yeah. Did you see that video this week of the sea lion snatching that young child off a pier and dragging her into the water?
I could tell.
She survived, right?
Yeah, I could tell. Do people think that was scary and serious or hilarious?
Oh, I was shitting myself. I was terrified. He literally came out, grabbed her dress and pulled her under the water.
It's a bit like once when I was in Las Vegas.
This won't be even slightly the same. I tell you now, listeners, this will literally not be anything the same as that
story. In Las Vegas once. I went to go and see the Thunder from Down Under.
I don't know what that is.
And it's a strip show of men. It's supposed to be Australian, but they're mostly not.
What do they wear? Leather arseless chaps?
Yeah, basically. Well, yeah, not even waistcoats. And at the beginning, that you're sat across, like in like long thin tables with people either side. So like they at the beginning they do a little dance. They come down to the audience and they like jump on the table, blah blah. So
I'm looking at my friend.
Yeah, I was looking at my friend opposite, like da 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 da. And then literally suddenly I felt this. And they pulled my whole chair back and then started lap dancing me. And it was like that feeling of being pulled when you least expect it.
Yeah.
That's probably just how she felt.
Still not the same as a sea lion kidnapping a child.
No, but he didn't kidnap. Then she spent. Oh, fine.
Okay, I suppose. Anyway.
I was more probably damaged than the girl.
Did he put his penis in your
That's
face?
Basically the start of a Disney movie, like a kid getting pulled into an underwater family and becoming best friends.
I don't think that's the same. I've never seen a film as traumatic as that.
Up, the world's most traumatic film.
Oh my god,
film.
You bring this up as often as you can. It's not as bad as you think.
It's so bad. Sarah, Spruce's handler.
Sure.
Told the Dorset Echo, it would be nice for Spruce to have another single person to spend his time with, rather than his keepers. I really want to see Spruce settle down with the right girl, and after search for potential mates at other sea life centres proved fruitless, tried blind dating, I thought it was time to look further afield.
Has anybody asked Spruce what he wants? Has anybody checked that he's even into girls?
Oh, that's a good point.
Like,
there are gay penguins.
I kind of don't encourage. I don't want to encourage this stupid story, no offence, but...
Well, I don't know if they've definitely put that he's looking for a woman. It might be fine. Advertising.
No, they keep saying girl.
That's true. You could take
maybe he's asexual, like Jedward.
Yeah.
For example.
No, but remember when Jedward went on to Big Brother and the worst thing was they weren't sexual? Do you not remember in the pants?
No.
It's my favourite thing that ever happened on Big Brother. Oh, no. In the bed. On Big Brother. It's like Kim from Kim and Aggie, or Aggie, I can't remember which one, shouted at one of Jedward's, "You're nasty!" And they went, "Yeah, in the bed!" Oh, and it was the best.
No.
I couldn't breathe laughing for about 10 minutes.
I've never been aware of that.
We'll look at that clip for you listeners. Advertising him as a single penguin looking for chicks, the profile lists his likes as seafood and swimming, and his favourite bands is Real Big Fish and Noah the Whale.
This is hell on earth.
It also states he's looking for a partner for life who I can make some little chicks with.
Ugh, that's too forward as well. You wouldn't put that on your Tinder profile, would you?
I'd tick the box that said would have children. Yeah.
I know, but you don't push it in people's face.
Don't push it. Don't push your chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bid to find a mate for Spruce follows the high-profile campaign, which tried to help an endangered white rhino find love on Tinder.
This is stupid, and I'm furious.
Yeah.
Just don't...
I thought you might be. Oh,
for fuck's sake. I'm not even going to warrant that story with an afterthought. Sometimes I like to give my thoughts, but I'm sorry, but you won't be getting them this week because I'm fuming.
Right.
This is from an actual magazine. This is from real people bursting with real life, apparently. This one's called Horsing Ah Round.
Yeah.
Horsing Ah Round.
Yeah.
There's so many puns in this, it's out of control.
Okay.
Tamara thought her neighbour was a friendly chap, but he wanted a piece of her. And it says nightmare at the top.
Tomorrow's a person. A
Where are you getting Mabel from?
Neighbour. Not Mabel.
No, thought her neighbour.
Yeah, is the neighbour a horse?
Well, yeah, obviously. I thought you thought it was called neighbour.
No.
Okay. Just imagine the scene. I don't know. I thought that's what you said.
Yeah.
Imagine the scene, Rhiannon. The blazing sun warmed my limbs.
Oh, I love this.
Trip. As I clambered into the lush green paddock.
Yeah.
Clippity clop, clippity clop.
Well, is this story told from the horse's perspective?
No, it's just to give you a feel. I want you to imagine you're in the paddock. Feel the paddock.
Mm.
Hello, Aragon. I smiled, waving as a stallion cantered into view.
Stupid name for a horse.
It's not great. The cocky beast gave a little whiny ripple. What? Gave a little whinny, rippling his lips into a sort of grin. What sentence does that mean? Cocky beast gave a little whinny, rippling his lips into a sort of grin. I don't know what a whinny is. It's
probably a horse thing.
It must be.
I've never been rich enough to have horses, so I wouldn't know.
Do you know what? I used horse shampoo and conditioner the other day.
Me too.
Mane and tail.
Yeah, our friend Ellen Carey left it at my house.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Feels real good. Look at this mane.
Yeah, gorgeous. Feed you a couple of sugar cubes,
isn't it? Oh, I love a sugar cube.
I could eat a sugar cube.
I could eat a sugar cube.
Morning, my daughter Tatum 7 smiled, holding out a carrot that Aragon nibbled from her hand. She giggled as his huge teeth, the size of playing cards, happily chomped away.
So we've got Tatum, a kid.
Is a 7-year-old.
Aragon,
Aragon's
horse.
A horse. Tamara's a woman. She's all woman.
Stupid names.
Well, some people listening might be called Tamara Aragon and...
Tatum,
so just be nice. I mean, they're probably not. I knew I'd made the right choice, moving us to a South African farm for a few months in January 2016.
Oh, in South Africa?
You're just asleep, are you now? You're just doing
that. Just breathed, Anna, my exercise was so hard that I didn't get a lot of oxygen to my lungs.
Unbelievable. This story is not boring. And I
oh my
gosh. Snooze
do you know what I'm excited about?
Getting to the end of this fucking story.
Now we can do our South African accents.
Absolutely not. That's cultural appropriation or something, isn't it?
No, it's just doing accents.
Accents.
I know somebody's South African, so it's fine.
It is fine. How do you do it? It's South Africa.
All I can say over and over again is Joe, because my friend's
Joe.
Husband is South African and her name is Joe. We go, Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
I knew I'd made the right choice, moving us to a South African farm for a few months in January 2016.
That's good.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay.
Me and Tatum lived on a small holding where I made a living by helping to round up any runaway cows. That's not a job. That's not a job.
It is a job. It's a that's a cowgirl.
Cowboy. Cowgirl. Yeah. Okay. Is that what a cowboy does?
True fact, my cousin is a cowboy.
Mm.
And in America, and yet you go around and you a lot. He posts on Facebook quite a lot about cutting the balls off bulls. What's it called when you cut the balls off?
Castrating.
Yeah.
Why does he do that?
It's part of his job.
Is he a hot cowboy?
It's my cousin, that's disgusting.
So is he hot or not?
It's disgusting.
He's not my cousin.
Oh.
Arses chaps?
I believe not, no.
Interesting. Aragon lived on our farm. Each day we'd come down and feed him apples and carrots. I was so proud of our budding friendship with the horse that when my mate Juliet, 42, came over that day to visit me and Tatum, we took her down to meet him.
Mm.
He's beautiful, she smiled, taking in Aragon's sleek chestnut coat and huge size.
Do they fancy this horse or what?
horses can be quite spectacular.
Oh no, yeah. Anna.
The right horse. You just haven't met the right horse.
So if you were to sleep with an animal, would it be a horse?
That's a really good question. I've never thought about that before.
If he hacked you or die.
But I get to pick the animal.
Yeah.
Well, no, because people die from having sex with horses.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to go yet. I'd probably be a dog shagger.
I was going to say, please don't answer, because there's no right answer.
There is a right answer. Sleek German Shepherd, I think. What's your answer then?
I'm not answering.
How dare you make me answer and then not answer?
You could have just said, no, I'm not answering that, like you do to all my questions usually.
I might have changed my mind.
Showing off for the camera again.
Yeah, 100%.
That's on the internet now.
A sleek puma.
Oh!
Okay. Where was I?
Got too far.
He's beautiful, she smiled, yeah. Taking an arrogant, sleek chestnut. I'm just really against it, I love it. This to me is like 50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Hey!
50 Shades of Hey!
No, like Hey, like this is it, Hey.
No, the 50 Shades of Nay!
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
That's better.
Fuck.
Fuck.
I was overcome with excitement. Suddenly, though, he dipped his head low. No! Thundering across the paddock, his ears flattened as he charged right at me. In a flash, the stud was on me. Lucky. His teeth sank through my t-shirt and chomped down on my left boob. Ah! I screamed, the sound roaring from my stomach.
Nipple play?
Oh.
Was it more, ah!
You've gone too far now. You're disgusting. You're
ah!
You make out like I'm the problem and you take it too far and no one notices. It was like my boob was in a vice.
Oh, I've had that before. It was a joke.
I mean, it just can't be. The way you said it, that's true. You have had your boob viced. Why would you do that?
Viced?
Yeah.
No! I was joking. It was supposed to be a joke to make it sound like a guy had gone that too hard, but no. It's gone too far.
No, you're just trying to dig yourself out of this. You've obviously been viced. Been viced.
Just like in...
Oh, God.
Did you ever do CDT at school?
Yeah, not with my tit. Anyway, I'm going to move on immediately. Aragorn let go, then gnashed at me again. In seconds, he'd bitten me 4, 5, 6 times. Oof. Finally, he reared back. Run! I screamed to Juliet, who was shielding Tatum behind me. If that were me and there was a kid there, I'd have picked the kid up like a shield. Protecting myself. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
It's all they're good
is.
For.
Taking my chance, I legged it, slipping on the wet mud as I went careering across the field. Dumb bitch. When Aragorn was at a safe distance, I tore off my t-shirt and extra padded 34C bra, in case you were wondering about the tit size. Mm. What? I gasped, giving my boob a thorough inspection. excuse me. The pain was so agonising, I'd expected my nipple to be ripped clean off. But in fact, I didn't have so much as a scratch. Whimpering, we limped back home. Then, over the next few minutes, a huge red and black bruise burst up on the underside of my breast. Not much we can do, our local doctor said, advising I keep it clean and wait for it to heal. The next day,
it clean? Is it hard to keep your boob clean?
Dunk it in a hot bath.
But your boob doesn't get dirty.
Just like slap water on it, I guess. I don't know. I don't have to bathe. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The next day, the bruise burst and erupted in a huge weeping wound.
Oh.
So that's cool. Oh, here it is, by the way. I forgot to tell you.
Oh.
I'll put the photos up on social media. Unsurprisingly, I couldn't face giving Aragorn his breakfast after that. So he starved to death and died, unfortunately. For 6 months...
You just said that bit.
Yeah, it's not true. For 6 months, long after we'd left South Africa and come to live in the UK, I wouldn't even wear a bra as the wound healed.
Oh.
Now, 1 year on, I have a tiny scar as proof of Aragorn's horseplay.
Nice.
It was so funny. Mum got bitten on her breast, Tatum will laugh to
Please
anyone who we
breast,
meet.
They say
That's
boobs.
What I was thinking, yeah.
Babe.
Tatum will laugh to anyone we meet. Cheeky mare.
Cheeky.
She loves.
Mare.
Yeah. I'll never know what caused Aragorn to go from friendly to frantic that day, but I'll forever be grateful I wore extra padding when a stud came for a piece of me. Tamara Harris, 31, Belper Dosh.
You got a house number there as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think Tamara is trying to infer that she just looked hot that day. Anyway, I've got a better animal story.
Okay, I just don't see how anything could be better than a woman's breasticle being chomped by a stallion, but I'll give you that.
Doesn't involve tits, does involve bowels.
Tits, okay. Bowels?
Bowels.
Boop.
No, I said it on the P on
yeah,
the end.
Yeah, but I still don't like it. Okay. I think when you said bowel, that put me off as well.
Dog owner blows £200 on vet bill for his Yorkshire Terrier's trapped wind.
And dog farts are the worst as well.
They stink.
They fucking hum.
What is good though is if you've got a dog and you fart,
oh, yeah,
blaming the dog.
You are disgusting.
It's so handy.
She's smart too, I'll give you that.
Oh, still looking after little rabbit, Fred.
Yeah.
He did a trump the other day.
No, not possible.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I've seen him, he doesn't drum.
No, it was a little one, and I checked, and so I gave him some more greens to make sure he's alright.
Oh, gross. No offence, Fred. I do like Fred, but that's too much.
It was tiny. A pet owner was blown away. Blown away.
You just ruined the whole pun of the story that is based on.
A pet owner was blown away with a £200 vet bill for his dog's trapped wind. Stuart Weir, 52, feared his little Yorkshire Terrier cross called Alf. Great name for a dog.
Really nice.
Could have a potentially fatal twisted stomach.
Why don't they just give him a Windies and be done with it?
Because they didn't know.
A tum-tum.
A tum-tum.
Nice tum-tum.
I bet dogs can't have tum-tums.
Of course they can, big babies.
The worried dog owner leapt into action and rushed his poorly pooch to see a vet. But he was left feeling deflated after his pooch broke wind on the x-ray table.
Oh, gross.
Stuart has now dubbed the episode the most expensive fart on record.
Very good. That's a dad joke.
Yeah. Also, like, no... What how, what else would make a fart expensive? If you lost out on £1 million deal because someone you trumped...
If you trumped in a business meeting.
Yeah.
Or if you trumped so hard that you accidentally ticked the wrong box on a lottery ticket.
Yeah. What about that plane that had to get turned around because someone just did such a smell?
Oh, don't say it. I knew that was coming.
But what if just the fart beforehand was that bad?
Stop. Just get on with it. Let's get this over with. I hate this
most
story
expensive
already.
Fart on record after he was left with a bill of £201.60. Stu, who has 17 rescue dogs in Trelawney, I think that says,
sounds
North
nice.
Wales,
oh,
said it was around 10:30.
Do it in a Welsh accent, obviously.
No.
It was about... It was about...
It was around 10:30 at night when...
What are you doing?
Body da. That's what Welsh... Body da.
Wheels. I can only say...
Wheels. It was around 10:30 at night when...
You sound Jamaican, so... You just always sound Jamaican.
Because I've been smoking to herb.
Yeah, too much herb.
Smoking to herb. It was around 10:30 at night. I was looking at words, but all that came out of my mouth was smoking the herb.
Sure.
It was around 10:30 at night that Alf...
Fucking hell, what time was it?
10:30
yeah,
at night.
Yeah, I heard that.
Alf started acting funny. His stomach blew up like a balloon. Look at his face.
He is cute, actually.
I went on the internet to see what it could be and read that it could be potentially fatal stomach twist. So I called the vet out of hours. Money.
Loads of money.
The vet agreed to come out and meet me. Money. She told me a twisted stomach is unusual and only really happens with large dogs, that she would x-ray him to check. Money.
Money.
However, in order to do so, a nurse...
She'd need a new pair of diamond shoes.
A nurse would have to be present.
Money.
Double money. Stuart has warned his pet could have to stay in overnight, but he said he'd like to wait in the car while the x-ray was carried out.
Oh my god, parking ticket, money.
Yeah. Although out of hours might be alright. He told the Daily Post, a little while later, the vet called me in and I was hit by a terrible smell. She told me that as Alf had been lying down ready for his x-ray, he had let out a terrible fart and then deflated somewhat. No, that's going to be a...
I'll stop. He's all deflated like a prune.
I hope it wasn't a wet one.
I'm really not enjoying myself today.
The vet told us that his stomach was bloated and full of wind, and I apologise for calling him out for a tromp. It turned out to be the most expensive fart on record. He likes that joke so much he sent it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Stuart, who lives at an address called The Dog House, said, little Alf is the king of the dogs. He's the boss. You the boss.
You the boss. You the big boss, man.
And that is the story of little Alf.
I just can't even start to imagine what the stench in that room would have been like.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll tell you who does bad trumps is Rodney.
Oh.
My mum's cat, Rodney, does the most...
How is Rodney?
...powerful and rancid trumps. And every time he does one and one of us goes, fucking hell, Rodney, and like wafts it around, Mum covers his ears and said, don't embarrass him. She literally covers a fat cat's ears because he's embarrassed about trumping.
And she's right.
But he's grotesque. And this is what happens when all you eat is soft, flaky bits of meat and jelly.
Oh, my God.
Like I used to.
Surely Penny doesn't just normal feed him normal cat food.
Oh, no, he has like guinea fowl. He has like guinea fowl, quail eggs, caviar. All that shit. No, but he will specifically only eat like a particular brand of cat food.
Sure.
And I'm like, no.
He's a celebrity now.
Just put any shit down in a bowl and he'll eat it, because what else is he going to do? Not eat. Have you seen him recently? He's going to eat, Mum. He's fine.
Yeah, he's
going to eat. And even if he doesn't eat for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, a year, he'll probably
still
be fine. Anyway, I don't want to give him too much airtime, because quite honestly, he's a nightmare. Shit.
And then he really will be embarrassed.
Yeah, he would be embarrassed. I chopped off my arm slicing avocado.
I feel like you would have mentioned that.
I feel like I'd have brought that up before, maybe. Mike Aspinall knows all about the danger of slicing avocados after he chopped off his arm preparing a salad.
Sure.
An eminent plastic surgeon says avocados...
Wait a second. Where is this story from?
Just found it. National Geographic, I think.
No.
Oh. I think it's on the Guardian website.
Okay, sure.
New sport.
Yeah.
An eminent plastic surgeon says avocados should carry warning labels following a rise in knife injuries from cutting into the fruit. And yes, it is a fruit.
That bit was true.
And yes, it is a fruit. Yeah. Simon Eccles of the British Association of Plastic Reconstructive and Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons, I get that right? Aesthetic. Said he treated 4 patients a week at Chelsea and Westminster Hospital for wounds caused by an avocado accident. Staff have dubbed the injury avocado hand. That is the most middle class disaster.
There's got to be like a better,
like when you
word for
that. When you catch, it's a, as middle class as if you catch your thumb on one of those snail scoopers. You know when people have snails.
I've never eaten a snail.
I like them.
No.
I like them. But unmarried Mike, 56, suffered more than just a sliced hand after buying avocados from his local market. Mike of Buxton, Derbyshire, said, I'd been on the cider, so I was swaggering about.
So Sunday sport, then?
Yes, he was on the cider. Yeah.
Was it K-cider?
I like to think it was K-cider. I saw someone drinking that the other day, and I thought, that's a reasonably priced beverage. It's a really sleek design of a can as well. It's matte black with your red K. That's just really nice.
It's
really
so
nice
mean.
Touch.
I have actually been on, I have drunk that several times.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No.
What percent is it, do you think?
I think it's like... 7 or 8.
Fucking hell, that is rough. What's strong brew? Is that a thing? Strong?
No, you're thinking of super brew. Tenants.
What the fuck's it called?
Today.
Anyways, it's irrelevant, but it's strong.
I'm Googling
express.
It.
She's. We. Super. What the fuck's it called? Anyway, this no one came in to find out the names of tramp juice. I'd been on the cider, so I was swaggering about all Billy Big Bollocks telling
it's
my mates.
It's just called Tennant Super.
Really?
That's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Swaggering about all Billy Big Bollocks telling my mates, I'm having an avocado for tea, me. But when I got home, I had no idea how to get into the bastard. They say you should use a sharp knife, but all mine were dirty with peanut butter and shit.
And shit?
An actual well, I think he means peanut butter and shit.
Well, it's a Sunday sport.
Not
so
peanut
you,
butter.
He might have also had knives up his bum beforehand.
Oh, God.
Can I just check? Have you ever...
Special brew?
Yeah.
Oh, we've already said that.
No, well, Tennant Special.
Brew.
Huh?
Sure. I thought I'd...
Tennant Super.
No! it so doesn't matter. Why are we doing this?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever come in from a night out drunk thinking I fancy an avocado and salad?
No.
Exactly.
No.
That is why the story is not true.
No, this is... Yeah, that's why. So I got out the toolbox and gets me hand axe. I thought, this will sort the job.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, I've cut my fucking arm off, daft twat.
Yeah.
Hurt like a cunt too.
What?
I've cut me fucking arm off, daft twat. Do you know what? He's got a...
Hurt like a what, Anna?
Count two.
Okay.
I don't like saying that word, for I am a lady.
Kung fu.
To hurt like a kung fu.
Yeah.
So that's what happens if you're going to be a middle-class dweeb dog or just a disgusting scumbag who drinks cider all day and then tries to cut an avocado in half with a shitty peanut butter knife.
Yeah.
That's probably what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen.
Which is a bit of a shame, but... you know, that's life, and you'll figure it out.
Listener and friend of mine, Kerry, once basically almost cut her finger off chopping some sweet potato. Middle class injury.
Jeez. Was she drunk on cider?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Definitely.
On K cider.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've learned a valuable lesson there.
Yeah.
Don't cut avocados.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly what it is.
Okay.
Super.
We've done it.
I think we're done. We've done.
Yay!
We've finally come back to you all. We're ever so sorry. We've been so shit.
Yeah.
We've been a bit rubbish. We've been no good to anyone, but we're back. Hopefully. I mean, let's be honest, this isn't the end of the technical difficulties, but we think we've made some progress,
yeah.
And we'll be hopefully back every week, dependent on people being on holiday.
Holiday.
Fuck's sake, Rhiannon.
What?
Just...
You went to Australia for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I told you it much in advance, and you've only told me today.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out anyway. But thanks for sticking with us. Sorry we've been so shit, but we will be back. And if you need to get in touch.
If you need us, just message.
If you're worried, please do get in touch on our social media sites.
Yeah.
So if you go on Fascia Books, search for us in the Fascia Books search bar. We've done all this, but it's good to bookend the episode. If you look for us on Instagram and Twitter, it's IRL_UK_podcast.
Yeah.
And also please do come find us on YouTube, because we're going to be doing some crazy shit.
Crazy
we're going to be going
shit.
All Zoella on your ass. So get involved with that. I think
Zoellas.
Please do subscribe. We're going to be filthy Zoellas.
I feel
like there's a porn in that somewhere.
Yeah.
You and me. We're going to make out continuously for as long
right.
as we can.
That's
so do come back for that if you're interested. Please subscribe. We've only got about 6 subscribers at the moment.
We've got like 18.
Still, it's not as many as I'd like. I think we could do better. So thanks very much for listening, Rhiannon.
Yes.
Any thoughts?
No, I think that's everything.
We nailed it. So we won't be back next week because Rhiannon's a knob. But we'll be back the week after, which is wildly exciting.
And then... every week.
And then probably every week from then on in.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, we'll be here.
This is everything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.